The Allentown family, whose Syrian family was detained and deported at Philadelphia International Airport Saturday, is suing President Donald Trump. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that the lawsuit asks that the visas for the six Syrians be reinstated and that the federal government pay for their return trip.
A group of Philly civil rights attorneys filed the suit on the Asalis' behalf. The suit claims that the Damascus craftsmen, their wives and children, had their basic due process rights violated by Trump's executive order. Jonathan Feinberg's part of their legal team.
The fact that they went through this vetting process for such a substantial period of time and happened to arrive here the day after the executive order issued is really quite remarkable and speaks to the viciousness of this executive order.
Joey Asali and his family in Syria are Orthodox Christians.
We never believed that in any way that our family, who are devout and faithful Christians, would be subject to this so-called Muslim ban. It's disrespectful and it's a disgrace to this nation.
Asali's a student at Temple University. He says in November he didn't back either major presidential candidate. And now he's not just upset with the president.
You can't direct all the anger and resentment towards him. The blame lies with the people who support this, the people who still believe that this is right to do to people.
Judges in four other states have stopped the enforcement of parts of Trump's executive orders on immigration. But this lawsuit is focused just on the Asalis. Attorney Feinberg says a case testing the legal questions under the order will eventually provide nationwide guidance. Until then, though, these fights will go down case by case. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.